Hello? What's your sign? Are you okay?
Oh, God.
Welcome to the Astrologers!
Watch my what?
Watch my ass cheek shake like jelly.
Yeah.
Woo.
Watch my ass cheek shake like jelly.
Okay.
Boom.
Watch my ass cheek shake like
jelly. I'm here.
Welcome back, ladies.
All right. Welcome back, y'all, for another week at the Astrologers. Stephanie always snorts for the first 20 minutes, so hopefully she'll calm down soon. Cue SpongeBob 12 hours later. Before we get into everything, we just want to take a moment to acknowledge what happened this week, Nikita.
We got another country in the building.
Oof, which one? Which one?
Croatia.
Woo! Welcome. I don't even think that's a Croatian accent, but it's okay. So I went Dracula. It's all right. I went Count Chocula. 1, 2, 3.
How many licks?
Hello?
What does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Pop?
1, 2, 3.
Another thing that happened this week, we went baby viral again on the talk.
Woo!
We hit 1,000 followers. Thank you so much. I think we need a cheers to that.
Clink.
You know, we're almost at 1,200 now. So we, you know, welcome to our new TikTok babies. We love you.
I love all the messages we be getting, the comments, all the love from literally everywhere.
A little sass from the Virgos and Pisces.
Sorry, not sorry.
And the Aries Mars like, where are we? I'm like, you're in the demonic category, so you'll be in the next one.
Listen, but I'm in the same category with you.
Exactly.
Aries Mars, baby.
We're not mad.
Ooh, and it's Aries season. How's that Mars feeling?
I love it here. She loves it even more.
The crackhead energy in me is just on fire.
She got a flat tire she was driving around. So crazy.
Yo, my car even was feeling the Aries energy. It was like, swoop, 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 swoop today. Bam, flat tire. I was like, wow, that's a lot of Aries energy. Shit. My car really went off.
I love it. It's okay.
It's all right.
It's the snorts for me.
Shake my ass, she's less like jelly.
That's Aries. That is the Aries season motto and kicking ass and eating pussy, the other song from last week's episode. Guys, I found that randomly.
Chef's kiss to that song. Chef's kiss.
But, you know, usually we start off with some astrological events. So in the previous episode, we did mention some things that were going on that I'm briefly going to comb over because I don't want to be too repetitive. As you know, Venus has moved into Aries, so it's about to get real fucking passionate out here. There was a conjunction with Sun and Venus. So, in the realm of love, relations, and money, we get a motherfucking boost, baby. Sun and Venus are in Aries. For me, it's like the warrior goddess vibes. Like, punch a motherfucker in the face with a wing liner on. Boom. Get the bag. Don't punch anyone, please. As you know, the full moon went down this week. So, happy full moon. We hope you loved it. We hope you enjoyed it. I hope you flash your nipples to the moon. We also mentioned that there was a conjunction with Chiron going on this week. So if you felt some intensity, don't worry, you're okay. Let the motto be feel it to heal it and just go with it. Now that was for what we combed over last week. We want to get into what's happening in the next week to come. Buckle up, bitches, because Mercury is entering Aries. And wait, I'm sorry. The Sun, Venus, and Mercury, two asteroids, and a dwarf planet are all in Aries right now. It's the stellium for me. Okay?
Whoever's born
I love
this
it.
Time.
Oh, I love it. They're going to be some rammy-ass bitches like, what? Fuck me now.
Black man. Like Dottie from the Wild Thought.
That's how blah, blah, blah. Now, with Mercury and Aries, just be mindful over what you choose to share with others. Aries can be a bit impulsive, so just be mindful. The realm of communication is about to get really fucking fun. And I'm sorry, we're all about to be yelling, screaming. I'm be like, at Starbucks, yelling my order. Because why? Mercury's in Aries, motherfucker.
Give me a brown sugar. What is it?
I'll make one more. Brown sugar. I'm tired of some motherfucking
snakes. Give me a cake pop now.
On this motherfucking plane.
Oh,
ma'am, why are you yelling?
I'm
Aries is the Mercury.
In Aries season.
Yeah.
Black man. Also, this one's a little funky. On the 9th, Mars squares off with Neptune. So think the planet of action is meeting up with the planet of creativity and illusion. This can go two ways. It can bring bravery and glamour, or intrigue and scandal.
Scandalo.
So be mindful of this. Try to use that action energy of Mars to boost your creativity. Don't let the illusion of Neptune to lead you astray into some troubles. Yikes.
Yikes.
But, you know, we like to give you our weekly astrological events. So that's all that is occurring this week that's major that you need to look out for. I say it's time to move to some stuff, but
Let's do it.
It's my favorite four. How many licks does it take till you get to the center of the house?
Okay, so I got a slut butt this week from a Pisces with a Tarsus.
Oh!
Yeah, right here. This is actually really funny. It's not so much slut butt, but it's just like more awkward encounter.
Let's hear it.
So it was New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. Now, this Pisces has been friends with this Taurus for like 15 years. He's a major hoe bag. Like, he just sleeps around. He's got a big dick. I mean, his nickname is like Big Dick, whatever his name is. I won't cite it. But, you know, this Tarsus fucks. So she was online for the bathroom. They had never hooked up before. He ends up pushing her into the bathroom, making out with her, whatever. Oh. There, he's like, I want to fuck you. And she just got out of a relationship. She was like, I'm going to fuck you. Oh, it gets better.
It's the aggressiveness for me.
I love it. So he's a major hoe. While he's out with her, he has like three or four girls texting him, trying to come to the crib, trying to chill. He's like, nah, I'm busy, right? Mm-hmm. So my Pisces friend goes home with him. They get out of the Uber. There's a girl on his porch, like on his steps to his apartment building, crying. It was one of the girls texting him all night that she wanted to fuck him. So she took it upon herself to come to the crib. The Pisces had to walk up to her and step over her in her heels to go into the house. As he called the girl an Uber, she's waiting in the hall. They started fucking in the house. Could you imagine, like, you're going, like, you're going to have, like, a nightcap with someone and you go to the house and there's someone crying on the steps and you have to walk past them, like, hey.
Like, I'm getting fucked, not you.
Like, you chose me tonight.
And, like, literally, she saw the text. Like, he told her, do not come. I am busy tonight. And this girl took it upon herself to show up and just cry on his porch.
She set herself up for heartbreak.
And then my friend was like, LOL, what do I do? But she goes, she got great dick all night and bagels in the morning.
In true Tarsus fashion.
Gotta get fed.
He fed the bitch.
You gotta get fed.
Love to see it.
Access granted.
I'm not mad at
it. Fuck you with sources.
And then I have another funny one from this Pisces. Now, this isn't so much a slut butt, but it's just an awkward. I think this is a nightmare that we all think would happen. It's like a fear.
Oh, God.
I'm nervous.
So she was seeing this guy for like 3 months, and he really pissed her off one night. So she went out with her girl. She got fucking drunk. She was in the car, and she was talking mad shit about him. Like, I fucked the other guys that were better. His dick's not even that great. Just shitting on him like this, that, like, because she was just talking out of anger. She was drunk. Like, his dick's not even that big. I've seen bigger dicks. I've done this. I've done that. He only likes this position. Like, just going off. Turns out her phone had called him and left a 5-minute voicemail of her talking about all the other guys she fucked and how they were better and how he was whack in bed and a dry person. And there's friends now. They still laugh about it to this day. He's like, remember that voicemail that you left me saying that my penis was small? Yeah.
How did he react to it at first?
He ghosted her. Yeah, he like kind of just stopped talking to her. And his dick's actually not small. She sent me a picture today. I'll show you guys. But yeah, so they still talk about that voicemail to this day where he's like, yeah, that was a lot.
Do you, like, remember this dick? Remember how it wasn't satisfying you?
He's like, yeah, look at this. And he was a Cancer, and she's a Pisces. So it's the Cancer getting a voicemail about how his dick is trash for me.
And then the Cancer laughing about it years later because
he realized, oh, I kind of overreacted. Yeah. Like, she was just being a drunk bitch. Like, it wasn't that serious. But, you know, I think Steph got a slut butt this week.
I do. I got one from a Sagittarius.
Ooh. Give it to me. Love that. Love
She's
that.
Actually one of my best friends. She also has a Virgo rising like we do.
Yeah, Virgo rising gang.
And she had a Scorpio Mars.
Oh. It's the sex demon for me.
That's
sexy. So a couple of years ago, she met a guy through Facebook.
Oh, God.
Now, this guy was dark, demonic. Oh. He would write murder stories. But she would still travel from Queens to Coney Island to go see him.
Sometimes the dick be worth it.
Too bomb.
That's how good the dick was.
Oh. That's like 2 hours on mass transit.
That shit is far. If you're from New York and if you're from Queens, you know Coney Island is far as fuck.
With car? Fine.
We've all been there.
Though. Public transportation?
We've all been there, but we've like...
We all took a bus to get some dick.
Taking the subway for hours to get some
dick. You know what?
So this guy,
we've all done it. We've all taken the MTA for some dick and WAP. Coney Island's far though, bro.
That shit is fucking far.
That's
rough. Kudos to her.
So what happened?
So this guy was super kinky.
Wait, what's his sign? Do we know his sign?
He was a Taurus.
Oh. I already know where this is going, and it's somewhere weird.
You put a Taurus and a Sagittarius together, you know some shit about to go down.
Some shit gonna get weird. Some shit gonna get weird. It's the snort for me.
Fart choke on my drink.
So this guy, he was very kinky. He was into the shits. BDSM, slapping, choking, you name it.
Gobble me, swallow me.
And her being the sad that she is, she's down for it.
She was like, I'll gobble you, I'll swallow you.
I'll do whatever the fuck you want. So she went over one night to have sex with him, of course. So she was laying down on the bed and he was on top of her, teabagging her. Oh. She's loving it. She's getting her face fucked by his dick.
Ooh. Next,
love a good tea party. Love a good tea party. Cheerio, cucumber sandwiches, eh?
Would you like this baguette?
Like, what?
Some crumpets and tea for you.
It's a fucking Boston tea party in this bitch. Yeah. Instead of the ocean, it was a mouth. What happened?
No taxation without representation.
No taxation without representation. Oh, gosh. Taxation without representation. That was fucking first one. I already see where this episode is going tonight.
So he's teabagging her. Oh. Next thing you know, he bends over and he asks her to lick his ass. Pretty much he wanted his salad tossed.
Wait, but he didn't even give her no warning. He was just like, here's the salad bar.
He just...
No dressing, nothing.
Nothing. Like, just bent over. All right, you gonna lick it or what?
And what did the Sag do?
Oh, she went right with it. She tossed that salad.
You go, girl. You go, Glen Coco. You go.
And that wasn't the first time. She did it a few times.
At one point, she's probably like, bend over.
I mean, traveling 2 hours for dick. If the dick was that good, she was like.
She was very confused by it. She didn't even know if she was like. You know, gonna finger him as well. Like, what did he want? But he didn't want any fingers up there. He just wanted to get his shit licked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even talk to her about it before. He just bent over, spread, and was like, lick. And she was like,
yes, daddy.
That's a Sagittarius for me. That's,
like, okay. Sagittarius.
That's a Scorpio Mars for me.
Like, I'm gonna eat ass. It's okay.
She's like, whatever, I'm with the shits.
She's like, literally. I'm done. God bless her.
I'm not mad at that, though.
I don't know what I would do if a guy bent over.
Like, without and asked talking me to toss about it.
His salad. I'd be like, what?
You're like, what am I going to do?
I don't eat vegetables.
Poking like
a like, I only like beef.
I only want the sausage. Thank you.
And the tea.
And the Boston Tea Party. That's all I wanted. I did not sign up for. Some salad
I feel like
tossing.
That's something you have to talk about.
I'm not on a diet.
Before. Yeah, like talk about it before. Like, are you comfortable with this? Don't just spread your ass cheeks and go lick me. And I'm like, right. Wait, what's happening? I have to go.
Was his Mars in Aquarius or something? Because I would love to know.
If he was in into all that shit, I
he wanted that ass. I love how she ate the ass though. Like, she
I love her. She's such honestly, a fucking freak. She's with the shits.
Yo, I need to meet her.
Oh, you would love her.
Oh, I already know
she's fucking awesome. I love her. She said, okay.
Oh, Jupiter, the largest planet in the solar system. And honey, he gassy. The planet of...
You always have a brain fart each week.
I feel like I have like a stroke in the middle of it. Black Diane. The planet of philosophers. Jupiter is the general symbol of authority and knowledge. Now, Jupiter is referred to as a Fortuna Major, which translates as the greater benefic. You might be saying, what the fuck does this mean? Let me help you out. To keep it simple, Jupiter is more or less only assigned to good things. Good things? Like, what do you mean? Luck, prosperity, and abundance, opportunities, and adventure.
Ooh!
Consider it the planet of faith in astrology. It believes all will be well and not in a hopeless woe is me way, but just a deep trust that things will fall into place as they should. It's the expansion and growth for me.
Wop.
Wop. Now, of course, each sign has a different expression of Jupiter. The main way that this will have influence is what house Jupiter lives in one's chart. We didn't cover houses yet, so we won't be touching on that today. Rather so, just combing over all 12 signs. As you are here, you probably have checked your chart and know your Jupiter. So let's get to it, shall we? And if you don't know what your Jupiter is, just shoot us a DM. I'll tell you.
What's your Jupiter?
Mine's in Scorpio.
Ooh.
What's yours?
My first water placement.
Ooh. Get it, bitch. Get
mine's
it.
In Tarsus.
It's the bull vibes for me.
Amy just made a whole weird face. Like,
it's the earthly Gaia vibes for me on this bitch. She's got...
It's the Taurus stellium for me. That's what the third Taurus is.
That's why she brought snacks tonight. She said, I went to blame.
Wait, why both me and Steph walked in and I had a bag of snacks? She had a bag of snacks. She got us frosé. She got us some arepas. I got some chips, some sour straw.
The Tauruses came through. They were like, here we go. Mine's week. In Leo.
Ooh.
Damn, baby. You got a Leo stelly?
Mm-hmm. And baby stelly, whatever.
All the fire. Wow.
Also, fun fact, Jupiter spends a year in each sign, so it can really be anywhere in relation to one sun. Check that chart out, motherfucker. Woo. See where your Jupiter lies. Woo-woo. So say you're new to astrology and you're trying to look up your compatibility with somebody. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't necessarily look at your Jupiter because this is more your personal luck. It's not a personal planet, even though it's the first one after them. But it's not like, oh, your Jupiter's this, my Jupiter's that. Like, yeah, like, if you're seriously dating someone or, like, gonna, like, be with them, you could look at their Jupiter to see where, like, they'll thrive or they'll have luck, but it's not gonna be in correlation with you. Like, if they have one Jupiter, you have another, it's not gonna affect you as if, like, their Moon or their Mars would. Just a side note. Okay? Thank you. No, I'm kidding. And I, oop! As usual, we're starting off with our bully babies of the wheel, Aries.
Oh, Aries, as a Mars ruled Jupiter, you have the capacity to motivate others through your pioneering vision.
Get it?
Ooh. When one vision recedes, another fills its place. Ooh. Packed with courage, others notice how you don't let obstacles get you down.
Damn, bitch.
Mm-mm. Often finding a way to win through taking action because they got the fucking guts for it.
That's right. Boss up, bitch.
Resilient trailblazers. The energy for travel and meeting challenges is what brings them new opportunities. Mm. They attract things in life by leading others and by being innovative with others. They aren't afraid of when things get rough. Uh-oh. They actually thrive in that shit.
Hey.
Positive characteristics for Jupiter and Aries: courageous, vigorous, and dynamic.
Ooh.
Ooh. Some negative characteristics: overconfident, hasty, and impulsive.
I know y'all not fucking lying.
I'm lying with that impulsiveness.
Mm-mm. Moving on from our feisty Aries, we're going to go on to Tarsus.
Tarsus.
Get the snacks.
Nikita, take it away.
Venus ruled Jupiter placement, so you already know. Abundance can be measured in practical terms for these guys. Mm. A thick bank account or a thriving garden gets them going. Where's the lie?
We have a Tarsus Jupiter at this table and she just shook her head like,
where's the
give me money, give me plants.
Exactly.
They create their luck by being steadfast and patient. The cautious nature helps them to attract good with hard work and dedication. Usual Tarsus fashion, they need to take their time and weigh out all options. It's the stability of this gang that allows them to prosper.
Yep.
Tend to be financially secure because they aren't foolish with the funds. They are great with money and business.
That's right.
Where's the lie?
Chef's kiss.
Positive characteristics for Jupiter in Tarsus: stable, solid, gifted.
Oh, yes.
Patient and wise.
Super patient.
Super patient. Some negative characteristics: materialistic,
meh,
stubborn,
yeah,
and spendthrift.
Now you're a Tarsus Jupiter. How do you feel?
I agree with most of it. I don't agree with the materialistic.
She's like, I'm not materialistic, okay? But I went to Blend today for these fucking frosés. No, I'm kidding.
She's like, I'm materialistic over other things, like some crystals. I will really.
There you go. I got it. We don't mean Gucci belts and fucking Yeezy.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah, none of that stuff.
She's like, but if I'm getting this crystal, it has to be perfect.
If I'm buying this succulent, it must be the best.
Remember
succulent.
We bought lavender with her that one time? She looked at all of them, every single one. Yeah. She's like, this is the one.
Perfecto. All right. On to our next Jupiter emplacement. We got Gemini.
Hey, Gem gang. My Jupiter's not in Gem, but whatever. All right. Mercury rule Jupiter. Attracts their good fortune through the development of their knowledge. Their social skills and immense curiosity is what brings luck into their lives. To them, expansion is key, and the bigger, the fucking better, baby. Mm-hmm. They will fly out of their comfort zone like a motherfucker, and this is what aids these guys. Jupiter in Gemini is bestowed with a positive attitude by nature, and by embracing their zest for life. And like I say, like attracts like. So it makes sense. Traveling also for this gang is huge for finding doors to open that they didn't even know existed. Mm. Just be mindful of being too risky at times, because y'all Gem's... act, we don't think.
Yep.
Positive characteristics for Jupiter and Gem. Creative, stimulating, fast-paced.
Stimulating.
Oof. Negative characteristics, flighty.
As fuck.
Irrational.
As fuck.
And a little harsh. Mm. It's okay, baby. I love you anyway. But, you know, moving on to our next sign. It's Cancer. Stephanie, take it away.
Cancer.
Cancer.
A moon rule Jupiter?
Ooh.
Let's get into it.
I love that.
So in true Cancer fashion, they are led by emotion, and Jupiter in Cancer works best when following their instincts. This is where they attract their luck and fortune and use it to their advantage. They're also the Jupiter sign that lends support and often finds security in adventure when connecting with others. Mm. This gang can tend to thrive in a more homely type environment.
I see that.
Mm-hmm. It's the fact that since they are so eager to aid others, it comes right back to them.
Mm.
They get back the compassion they give. Also, in creative fields, they fucking thrive.
Ooh, I can see that.
I see that.
Mm-hmm.
I see that.
Positive characteristics for Jupiter in Cancer: generous, nurturing, and ambitious.
Mm.
Negative characteristics: stuck, old-fashioned, and unchanging.
Oh, baby.
I'm sorry.
Mm.
Whoopie, 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 whoopie. I don't know what
that was. She was talking to Lemon for a second.
Moving on from our sweet Cancers, our feisty Leos. Rawr. Rawr.
Oh, a sun rule Jupiter? Hello? Let's get into it. Larger than life in true Leo fashion. Their charisma and can-do vibes attract good fortune. They also always believe luck is on their side, which attracts luck to them. Super optimistic naturally. Also, highly energetic, which aids them in luck and adventure because they're always ready to take things on and put their whole heart into it. Not big on planning, but when things arise, Jupiter and Leo's worth ethic is off the chains. They tend to perform so well that this is what brings in more opportunities. Natural-born leaders, but they must be mindful of being a little too prideful, or in typical Leo fashion, egotistical. Positive characteristics for Jupiter and Leo: confident, delighted, dramatic, leader, and grand. Some negative characteristics: flashy, risk-taking, brazen, egotistic, and melodramatic. Tell me about it, Angel. Tell me
Listen,
about it.
Listen, I got a Leo Jupiter. I could be a dramatic ass bitch, but when I tell you, I like to think I am a lucky person because I am a very positive person. And I feel like, especially this past year, showed me a lot that when some doors close, I just keep that faith and doors do open for me. And I just run with it and I make connections by putting my all into these doors.
Yeah.
So I feel like we some lucky hoes. I got a lucky ass Jupiter, baby. It's the charisma. For me and my ego sometimes, but I gotta keep that bitch checked. But I be keeping my ego checked. I'm not really egotistical at all, but
she got a maybe big my ego.
my youth I might have been a little such bit more a egotistical. Big ego. You know, suck on my ego, bitch.
Got a big ego.
I really don't though, like at all. I'm not egotistical.
No, I know.
But I have the potential to be if I
wanted
to.
Yeah, that means you don't.
If she wanted to, she could.
No, she would.
I could be such a cunt if I want to be. I could be such a bitch if I want to be, but I'm not. No.
All right. On to our next placement. Virgos.
Virgos. Now, listen. This is another Mercury ruled Jupiter. But as you know, in true Virgo fashion, it's the attention to detail for everybody. Yeah. L-O motherfucking L. But seriously, the attention to detail is what aids a Virgo Jupiter to excel at a new project or adventure presented to them. They're also gifted with extreme persistence. They will not back the fuck down until a job is done or an adventure feels finished.
Mm-hmm.
They like to keep it simple and skip the chaos. Mm. They tend to thrive when being able to really hone into things and be in their own space.
Mm-hmm.
They pride themselves on their rational thinking, and it's that rational over motherfucking thinking that gets them the results that in the end aids them.
Overthinkers.
Positive characteristics for Virgo and Jupiter: productive, helpful, insightful.
Ew.
Negative characteristics: critical.
Eww.
Harsh.
Eww.
Annoying.
Yeah. Where's the lie?
Whoops. Well, none of us here have this, so we can't speak on this per se. So we're going to move along to our Libras. Stephanie, take it away.
Another Venus ruled Jupiter. Oof. Now, what drives these guys and where they tend to thrive is a desire for justice and the balance amongst all. By acting out this energy, they are able to bring good fortune into their lives. They can also find extra luck when mediating tough situations. The ability to listen to both sides is what sets them apart.
Scales.
Also, they can be very well with problem solving, which can aid them because then others want to do the same when they're in a fucking pickle.
Pickle Rick!
Also, unlike other Libra placements, these guys approach things head on. They don't play coy. So not only is it directness, but it's the harmony these guys strive for that brings adventure, luck, and wonder to them.
Oh, okay, Libras go off.
Positive characteristics for Jupiter and Libra: idealistic, aesthetic, and diplomatic. Negative characteristics: cocky, overconfident, and indecisive.
What Libra placement isn't indecisive?
It's not indecisive. Like,
I'm sorry. Hello?
It's so funny, my best friend, she's a Libra, and we went out the other day, and she was like, we picked this spot, and it did not go well, and she goes, why did you let me pick this spot? Like, freaked out. Meanwhile, she can't make a decision to save herself.
You're like, you picked it.
Yeah, she's like, I know the spot, and then she's like, why did you let me pick?
I'm like, I can't pick. Libras, where do you want to eat? I don't know, where do you want to eat? I don't know, where do you want to eat? For 35 minutes, and the next thing you know, you're like getting Grubhub, McDonald's, because everything's closed. Everything's closed now.
I hate that.
Where's the lie?
Pick a fucking place.
Pick a spot.
Moving on from the scales, we're going on to Scorpio.
Oh, Pluto, Jupiter. First of all, this is my Jupiter.
This gonna get weird.
Mm.
Let's hear it. You already know when they lean into their natural intuitive powers, they can really get ahead in their career and personal life. In true Scorpio fashion, they can read things like a book. So this also aids luck and adventure. They're also gifted with immense emotional depth and the ability to hide it.
Pop, 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 poker face. Pop, pop, poker face.
Also, the immense creative energy brings money and ventures to the table. This one is a little different, because instead of luck finding them easily, well, they tend to make it themselves.
Typical Scorpio want control.
Damn. In true Scorpio fashion, they keep the control. They give devotion, so they get it back. Oh, that felt so good to talk about. I'm glad.
She's like, I just noted.
It's the witch.
I just noted.
Positive.
That was a nut.
Oh, disgusting. Positive characteristics for Jupiter and Scorpio: intuitive, energetic, intense, and confident. Negative characteristics: defensive, secretive, unforgiving, and sneaky.
How do you feel, Nikita? How do you feel? Tell me, do you feel seen, heard?
I do. I feel seen, heard. Honestly, this is where my emotional side probably is coming from, because I get very emotional, and when I do, it gets petty. So
they're gonna be petty.
I'm gonna be petty, and of course, it's since my I have a few. I have like two, I think, water placements, and this being Scorpio makes a lot of sense. So
what's the other one?
Oh, you don't know.
What is it?
My Saturn is in Pisces.
Oh God,
it's my only Pisces placement. I'm so sad. Don't even talk about it.
It's okay. I have some Pisces actually, too.
I have literally 1% water in my chart. I have a house. That's it.
Just
I have
the
not
house.
One water placement.
Just the house.
I'm dry with that whatnot.
It's the Scorpio creating luck for themselves for me. Love that. Ew. Enough about me.
Nikki's like, enough about my TED talk. All right.
On to Sagittarius.
So, Sagittarius, Jupiter rule, Jupiter, L-O, fucking L, let's go off. Of course, they would use their natural enthusiasm and optimistic outlook on life to attract good fortune and see what the new day brings. They don't wait for things to come, they fucking take action. This is also a very receptive Jupiter placement. Often travel bugs and add wealth to their life in many manners by just being open, excitable, and they are just so down with all different walks of life that it ends up eating them. They can make mistakes in careers and ventures by acting too fast, but they usually bounce back as quickly as they fell. They just need to watch with talking about things too much and, like, not acting the fuck out. Positive characteristics for Jupiter and Sagittarius? Spiritual, spontaneous, and intellectual. Mm. Negative characteristics? Confused, messy, and scattered. Okay, we don't have those placements at this table, so let's move along. Take it over with our Capricorn, Stephanie.
To our daddies.
Popcorn Capricorn.
Saturn rule Jupiter. Let me guess. It's the discipline for me.
For me.
They're like, what?
Hard work and determination is the backbone of success for these guys. Through their moral and ethical code, they tend to bring good fortune to themselves. Jupiter in Capricorn likes to run on a system. They can be a little strict with adventure and new endeavors, but it does work out for them somehow.
They're like, wait, I have to go where?
What? I gotta do what? They gain wisdom and experiences from following their calculative ways. They also tend to plan ahead a lot. They see the vision and are able to plan the steps and follow through. This aids them immensely in work, venture, and luck. Positive characteristics for Jupiter and Capricorn: stable, optimistic, and patient. Some negative keywords: selfish, demanding, and greedy.
You know the Capricorn's always the boss, the CEO.
Yep.
The head bitch in charge, the head motherfucker.
The one that runs shit.
Yeah. So it makes sense. Jupiter's like, I'ma run shit and get it done.
Damn.
Yep.
Can y'all teach us how?
Moving on from our daddies, we're going to our aliens. Aquarius.
Aquarius. Uranus rule Jupiter? Let's see what this brings. Now, of course, these fuckers thrive on, guess what? Breaking the rules.
Of course. They're like, rules I don't do. Green light means
what
stop.
Is that?
Red light means go.
They need complete freedom to try out creative ideas, and this often favors them in the end. In travels, they may connect by going to places in which they can offer aid or find ways to try to change the world for the better, in big and small ways. By doing this, more good fortune comes to them. However, money-wise, they might not always be the best with it. They tend to just roll with the shit.
The shits.
But on the bright side, they usually find aid from close friends or family that will help them out if they fall in a pinch. Since they're super independent, they can often find that they feel they're ahead of others and alone.
Yep.
But in true aqua fashion, they don't mind it.
Nope. Facts.
What hurts them in luck and travel or business is that they refuse to compromise to the views of others.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, if they do things their own way, they will find luck and fortune.
Go off, bitch.
Go off. Positive characteristics for Jupiter in Aquarius. Innovative, activist, spiritual, different, and inventive. Negative characteristics: eccentric, egocentric, and scattered. It's a scattered
area. If astrology isn't real, then why stars? Stars.
And last but not least, we got our Pisces.
Piskies? Pissies?
Piscus.
All right.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad Pisces.
That was a verb.
I'm glad Pisces season is over.
Me too. I was so bad.
Oh,
it was
honestly, so bad. It was so heavy.
It was just fucked up. Like, I was in, like, such a dark night of the soul where I was like, I need help.
Were you guys contemplating, like, the... Well, not contemplating. Were you guys, like, questioning, like, life itself?
Like, yeah, I was like...
what is real? What is not?
What's happening? I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, I've been a year in quarantine.
Am I a vessel? Like, what is happening? Like... Oh, it was a lot.
What's my flesh bag? Right. Are these really my nipples? Are they recycled nipples? Like, just the weirdest shit. Like, I was having also the wildest dreams.
Wildest dreams. Most vivid dreams. Crazy. That, you know, some of them, for me, would come true. Like, I would dream about something, the next day it would happen. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
I'd be like, oh.
So weird.
It was just weird. Pisces season hit different after quarantine. Yeah. It really hit hard. Yeah. But let's get into Pisces Jupiter. Now, Neptune and Jupiter make a baby? Well, what the fuck is it? Well, that Pisces connection and compassion is fucking magnified here. And I had to exaggerate that, honey. Exaggeration. Imagination. The compassion and devotion is what aids these guys in life. They tend to carry a moral code and help those who are less fortunate. And this, of course, comes back to them. By being that shoulder to cry on, it brings them immense luck and good fortune in life. They aren't too keen to strive for material possessions. They are more for the depth and the healing. Empathy comes natural to them, so they can find fortune in careers that are about connecting with others. They just need to be a little careful in work and travel and life because people will try to take advantage of them because they have such a kind, like, demeanor. Mm-hmm. Jupiter in Pisces has to be very careful also with escapism, which is a very big Pisces thing. Escapism, like, you know, which can lead to other problems. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People gravitate to these guys because of their natural understanding and compassionate nature. They help you, so you want to fucking help them. Positive characteristics for Jupiter and Pisces: empathic, imaginative, and devoted. Mm-hmm. Negative characteristics: escapist,
yep.
Unreliable, mm-hmm. and oversensitive. And dreamy.
Oof. Overly dreamy.
Mic drop. Bloop. It's the Neptune illusion for me.
For me.
For me. For all of us. Mm-hmm.
All right. How do we feel?
If you got deep. A gummy worm in your mouth.
I was deep.
I was deep throating a sour straw.
I'm not mad. I mean, we obviously are three people here. We can't touch on every Jupiter personally. It's not like, oh, my friend has their Jupiter in this, so I know how lucky they... Like, it doesn't stop.
Doesn't work that way.
No.
It's not really a planet that you, like, run through because it's your own personal planet. Like, I'm not... When looking into someone's chart, especially compatibility-wise, I'm not looking into Jupiter.
You're not looking at Jupiter. If you're longevity, you're going to marry someone. You want to know where their luck and where they thrive. Mm-hmm. But, like... If I want to know how I'm going to connect with someone, I'm not looking at their Jupiter. I'm going to look at how they communicate, how they fuck, how they fight, how they feel, how mm-hmm. they like, how they think. Like, yeah. You know, so Jupiter, it is prevalent, but I think it's prevalent more to oneself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately, like, we don't know everybody's fucking Jupiter that we know. So we couldn't speak on every single Jupiter, but we spoke on ours. And I think they all kind of hit the mark. And, you know, you guys are listening. If you know your Jupiter, let us know what you think. Like, does it resonate? Do you want to slap us in the tits? Like, let us know. Hopefully slap tits. No.
No. Slap some tits.
I feel like it did resonate, though.
Oh, absolutely. It did. 100%.
But we're going to move on to our next part. We had a lovely Scorpio ask us, what the fuck is a south node and a north node?
What the fuck is that?
Because a lot of you... A lot of you guys have seen your chart and you're like, what the fuck is this? Like, I don't get this. Like, I don't understand what this is. Like, So we're going to help explain it briefly. Lego. Also, we will just be touching on what South and North mean for now. But later on, we will have an episode dedicated to each and each sign and what they represent, what they mean. Bada bing, bada boom. You already know.
So North and South nodes can represent the astrology of your life, purpose, and past lives. Now these lunar nodes hold the keys to your destiny and ultimate life lessons. Now nodes aren't planets. They are just mathematical points on your chart that falls in two opposite zodiac signs. So for example, North in Cap means your South will be in Cancer.
Oh. I think that's actually me. Or vice versa. I know I have gross. Cancer and Cap. And I was like, ew. Ew. No, I think it's opposite, but I think I have that. Yeah. I have to look. I was like, ew, it's gross. So your South node reveals your past lives, your natural ability. It shows the gifts you bring into this life and your comfort zone. It's where you naturally thrive and exceed naturally. Almost think been there, done that. Now the key is to use your south node to aid you in your north node destiny. Oof. I like to say your south node literally is past lives. It's the lessons that you've mastered. And your north node is this life's lesson and what you need to fucking smash, what you need to learn, what you need to do.
For north node, this illuminates the terrain that is calling your name. It's your learning curve in this lifetime. It requires you to go beyond your comfort zone and take on the things that call to you by letting the fear go. The sooner you align with yourself and this path, the more purpose-driven your life will become. Your south node definitely will aid you on this path as it gives you a chance to return home. We sometimes think that just because we are good at something or it comes easily to us, that's what we should do with our lives. But sometimes spiritually, we will feel empty and starved. So, maybe stepping out of your comfort zone isn't the worst idea. Look into your nodes. Like I said, an episode will be coming that explains them all. Stay tuned.
Baby.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Do you guys know what your north node, south node are?
My north node is in Scorpio, so my south node would be in Tarsus.
My north node is actually in Capricorn, so my south node's in Cancer.
Oh my god. What's your north node, Steph?
So mine is in Pisces.
Oh.
And my south is in Virgo.
Oh! Wait, how funny that we all have all the earth and water signs amongst us.
Yeah, you guys have water, water, I have earth.
But it's all, like, all
and it's the ones we talk shit about.
What the fuck? But I read once that north node in Capricorn is about, like, I've learned how to be coddled with that Cancer one. Now this lifetime is about stepping into my power, like being that Capricorn, like
being that daddy.
Like being daddy, like, bitch, you want to do something, do it for yourself. You don't need nobody. And I was like, I feels you, baby. But north and south node, I feel like, is slept on a lot. Mm-hmm. But it's very prevalent. And I didn't realize till I started, like, studying and looking into astrology more that I was like, oh, no, 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 no. This hits. That hurts. Oh, no, 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 no.
That's another remix on our album coming out.
Hey. Wait, was it? Let me hoe.
Let me hoe.
I don't want your bitch ass no more.
You was never my man. Okay.
I love you, but I gotta let you go.
Let me hoe.
Let me hoe.
I think we're gonna have an album coming out this summer called Let Me Hoe. It's gonna be Elsa with a bunch of cocks on her head. But like I was saying, look into your north and south node. I know you want to look over it because it's on a planet, but tell me, like, I'm telling you, this shit is prevalent, okay? Stephanie, what's our next part? I know it's your favorite. You love to say it every week.
Ooh, the poles and hoes.
There's some poles in this house.
There's some poles in this house.
Yeah.
Poles in this house. Yeah. There's some poles in this house. There's some poles in this house.
Certified freak.
Yeah.
Suck your fucking dick.
Ooh. Suck your fucking feet.
What? Yeah, you ready for this toe-sucking pussy? Ew, ew, I don't know where that went. That got no work real quick.
Can I?
Squidward's
nose. I love our polls this week. So for our first poll, we have, what sign did you lose your virginity to, and what was it like? We got quite a few responses for this one.
We got a lot of good ones.
So a Gemini said, I lost it to a Taurus.
Ooh,
in a treehouse, blasting System of a Down in the background.
That's a fucking move, bitch.
Yes. I love it.
Oh, no, I forgot the fucking lyrics. It's been a while. I'm not an emo bean no more. Or am I?
So we had someone say she lost it to a Scorpio. She said, I would like to say something that isn't intense. But it was so intense. It's real, you guys.
Oof.
And that's what happens when you fuck a Scorpio.
We had a Scorpio say, lost it to a Gemini, more like an accident with a smiley face.
I'm a little confused. What the hell was that?
Weird. Love it. Love you.
We had a Gemini say that it was amazing.
Okay, honey, go off.
All right. Anyway, so we had someone say a Cancer. And she said, really good, actually. Satisfying emotionally, physically, and just intimately. It's the emotion for me.
It's the Cancer taking your virginity for me.
I bet you that person had the candle lit.
The rose petals.
I'm a Sag. Lost it to a Taurus.
Oh.
Worst pain ever. Oh. Didn't know how to lube. Which I feel like isn't a sign thing. I think it's immature boys just thinking ram it in. Like, no, get the pussy wet first, bitch.
Right, yeah.
Fucker. Because we've all been there where they're, like, trying to cram it, and you're like, bruh, it ain't coming out. Like, you got to add something, like, even spit, like, what are you doing? Mm. It's just the uneducated males for me.
Boys.
Which leads us to our next one.
So we had an Aquarius say she lost it to a Capricorn. It was painful. He slammed into me from excitement.
Ay, ay, ay.
Once again.
Take it easy.
Read the room. If the pussy ain't wet, don't pop it in. Fuck the patriarchy.
No taxation without wetting the pussy up.
That's right, man.
Next person. We got a Leo that said she lost it to a Pisces. And it was horrible.
It'd be like that sometimes
with a Pisces. I'm sorry. Oop.
It happens.
We had a Sag say she lost it to a Gem.
Oof. We had another Aqua say she lost it to an Aries. Even as a virgin, it felt like scissoring.
Oh my God.
It was over before it started.
Oh.
I was about to diddle myself to finish.
Oh, baby.
I'm sorry for that.
And it was an Aries.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
No. Next, we got a Leo who said she lost it to an Aquarius, and she said it was weird as fuck. Where's the lie?
Then we had a Tarsus say, Libra. Hot summer day.
I think
Tarsus is at this table. So
and I think another Tarsus at this table who both lost to Libras.
We both lost it to Libras.
And it was a hot summer day.
Libra. That's the one that I told you that would show up at my house.
Was it the same guy?
It would text me and call me like 15 times in a row if I did not respond back in like 2 seconds.
Oh, I think it was the same guy. Y'all better pull up
a pic. We have a little story. So we both lost to Libras. We were actually talking earlier before the pod, and I was telling them about this psycho Libra that I dated when I was younger. I was 19, not even. Well, when we first dated, I was like 17, and then I went to college. I came back, and he would come into my driveway and like just look for me, and then he would knock on my bedroom window door. But he didn't know that when I went to college, me and my parents, we switched bedrooms, so my mom would be in the room, and he'd be knocking on the window. Psychopath. It's a psycho.
How was the virginity loss? Was it nice? Was it?
It was trash. So we're gonna move forward to that.
What about you, Steph?
It's the immaturity for me.
What about you?
Wham bam, thank you, ma'am.
Oh, this guy too. He was a fucking psycho. He would show up at my house completely uninvited, just standing outside, and I'm peeping through the window like trying to hide.
When the pussy hit different. Now, the guys that you lost your virginity to, were they virgins also or no?
No.
No. Y'all had some wops if they wanted to come back. All right, Stephanie, read the last one.
Now, for our last one, we had a fellow Gem say she lost it to a Scorpio while Beach Peach Mario Kart was playing in the background.
That's right.
It's Peach in the background for me.
It's Peach Beach, actually.
I'm so sorry. It's the Peach Beach background.
I'll never forget. I was younger. We were playing Mario Kart Peach Beach on the GameCube, and one thing led to another, and it happened.
I said ow.
But we actually were each other's like first for like all sweet. Like yeah, like first like fuck, first this, first that. That was like my first love, like your puppy love. And yeah, it was Peach Beach was playing in the background, the music. So now every time I play Mario Kart, I'm like, I lost my virginity. I got my cherry bomb. Not even, it was like and I was like, Ow, that doesn't feel good at all. What are you doing? The first time you have sex, it doesn't feel good at all.
Oh, no.
It feels like nothing. No. Like it hurts or it feels like, it didn't really hurt, but I was like, ow. But it didn't feel like good at all.
Yeah, now it doesn't feel pleasurable.
Now when you fuck, you're like, yeah. It's like, where's the disconnect? Like, that doesn't happen. Your pussy goes from, I don't like this, to gimme more.
It goes, I don't like this, to I'm going to drive all the way to Staten Island to get some dick.
Yeah. Or Cody Island.
I will take a 4-hour road trip to get plowed. I said pound. All right, that was funny. Now the next one was, have you ever cried or fallen asleep during sex? No, we got a good amount of replies. A Gemini said, not crying, but I came so hard. The tear ducts ejaculated too. We don't know this person's sign, but she said, cried, yes, because the orgasm was so intense.
Ooh.
Then we got a no.
Then we got a Sagittarius who said, cried for sure. The orgasm was so strong, I hyperventilated and saw stars.
Yes, sis, come hard. Come hard, bitch.
That's how you know. I want to want to know what sign did that to her. I would love to know. Then we had an Aquarius say, she did cry. He broke up with me earlier, then changed his mind, and I was still so triggered about it. Oh, my God, girl. I'm so sorry.
That happened to me once. It's okay. I'm there with
I think it's happens to the best of us, yeah.
Yeah, it's happened to a lot of us.
Like, I'll cry because I'm like, oh, man.
Like, what am I doing? This is over.
And then 5 hours later, he texts me back, like, what's up? I'm like, all right, I'm on my way.
You fucking idiot. Steph, take it away with the next one. These both are so funny, I pissed.
So we had an Aries say, fell asleep because one of my boyfriends from way back ate my pussy too much. I tapped the fuck out.
I'm not mad at that, bitch. Go off.
Go off.
Take a nap. Sleeping beauty.
And she also cried from getting back shots from a one-night stand trying to get over her ex.
I'm so dead.
We had a Leo say, with my Aquarius, he didn't know where my clitoris was. So I don't know if she fell asleep or laughed or cried. I don't know. Then we had a Gemini, me, say, okay, guys, I both cried and fell asleep. Which one do you want to know about?
I want to know the crying.
I think we should say a couple of stories of our own.
Well, one time I cried because I had just like a fucking bomb ass orgasm. I just it was great. And then one time I fell asleep because I was like in my early 20s, one of my first serious boyfriends. We had sex so much on it, like wild, intense, wild sex that like same thing. Like he made me come so many times. He was like, oh, I'm going to eat you out again. And I fell asleep. I tapped out. But I was so fucking drunk that I fell asleep. I woke up. I was like, why'd you stop? He's like, you're sleeping. I said, I'm awake now. I think I actually passed out from an orgasm.
I think we've all been there.
Like, I literally was like,
That's happened to me. Same thing. I'm like done. I'm like over. Like we were doing it for quite a while. I don't remember his sign. I wish. And I was like, hold on one second. And I literally laid down and I fell asleep. And then I woke up. I'm like, what happened? He's like, you literally were snoring.
You were snoring and you farted. You're like, okay.
I'm like, my bad.
Like, it be like that sometimes. Sometimes I have orgasms just. Steph, have you ever fallen asleep or cried?
I've cried.
Like out of happiness or being a Cancer moon? Just
from being a Cancer moon. From dealing with stupid bitches back in the day.
Oh, one time I did cry, actually. But it was like this one ex that I had that was so shit. He cheated on me and then like I let him come over and we like slept together. It was like really messy and I think I cried because I was like, what am I doing? But I want to be here, but I don't want to be here. And I like, kind of shed a tear. But then that's why I ain't around him more because I said, bye, bitch! With your short neck. Now, why'd you cry? Because it was like, what made you cry?
Oh, it was from exes from the past. The ones that, like, cheated on me.
So you fucked them and you're like. Yeah. And she's like.
I was overwhelmed.
And she's like bumping shit. She's like. Does it be like that? So she's still gonna get a nut, though.
It happens.
Yeah, I think crying during sex happens more often than we talk about. Our next poll is, do you like sexting? And what's your sign? A Gemini said, fuck no. A Scorpio said, fuck yes.
A Sag said, yes, my favorite. And an Aqua said, yes.
We got a Gemini who said, yes. And then we have a Pisces that said, yeah, especially randomly at work and having to go leave to the bathroom and send pics. Yo, we've all been there.
Go snap a titty pic in the bathroom.
Not the pictures, but, you know.
Bend that ass over and take a shot.
Just spread your asshole and take a picture.
In the bathroom. At work.
And Aries said, hell yeah, every day. A Gemini said, I'm a texting slut. Do you guys like sexting?
Oh, I love it.
I love it.
I love sexting.
I love it
when the other person goes along with it and they're not dry with it.
Yeah.
Like some people could be so fucking dry with it. Oh, such a turn off. No.
Do you remember that Sagittarius that I was like, wow, texting during the summer?
Yeah.
And he was sex.
Oh my God. This dude would write her fucking novels and then in person be like, you want to see my willy? You want to see my penis? You want me to eat your pussy? And she'd be like, but meanwhile, he'd be sending like, gobble me, swallow me. He'd be sending fucking like novellas to that pussy via text. And then in person, he'd be like, you want to see it? It was the weirdest thing I ever seen.
Oh my God, that is great. You want to see my pussy?
You want to see my willy? Let me see your pussy. And she's like, ugh. Like her pussy packed a hobo bag and left.
It literally did.
It caught the bus back to Long Island. It said, gotta go. Gotta go.
Oh my my God. Oh, God.
That was Trish.
Shit, that was so good.
You wanna see my pressure? Yeah, Stephanie, what's the next one?
So for our next one, we got, do you like kissing during sex, and what's your sign? I love it.
I love it. If you're not kissing me during sex, like, you just fuck off.
Kiss my lips, kiss my neck, kiss my pussy, kiss everything.
Kiss my bobs, kiss my butt.
She said, put your lips all over this boo. Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. So we had a Gemini say yes. Mm. A Scorpio say it's a must.
Mm-hmm. A Sag said yes. And we also got an Aqua, yes.
We got another Aqua, yes. And we got a Scorpio that says only if it's an exclusive partner. What? An exclusive partner.
Not like a one-nighter, maybe she means. True. Like, you know, like someone she's with.
I see that. I see that.
We got a Gemini say, hell yeah, give me that wet-ass kiss. Talk to me nasty, too. Communication is a must.
I love nasty talk. For me.
Pisces, definitely biting, too. Mm. Mm.
An Aries, hell yeah, so fucking hot. And a Gemini, depends if we Marvin Gaye or being whores.
It me. I said that.
She's like, if we being whores, spit in my mouth. If we Marvin Gaye, give me a kiss.
Yeah, like, I feel like read the room. Like, we fucking, like, freaks, then maybe we're not going to have a passionate makeout. We could kiss, but, like, there's different types of sex. There's sex where you kiss, and there's sex where you're like, blind dead.
There's different types of kisses, too.
Yeah, it's like different types of kisses. Like, if we getting all sensual, okay, all right.
I remember a dude... after we like did it, like kissed my forehead, and I never felt so romantic. I was like, oh my God.
Well, that's the devil's portal. Men kiss you there and you get a send, you're like, ah. Like when Ursula took Ariel's voice. That's how they take your virtue. They're like, ah.
I've had a couple people actually kiss me on the forehead.
Everybody fucking would kiss me on the forehead. But it's like, stop. But I used to date a lot of guys who were very tall.
Kiss my third eye.
Stop it. Stop kissing my third eye, you clown the shit. No, I'm kidding. But I like kisses.
But I think it's a cute, I think it's a cute gesture.
Like, third eye, no, third eye, like forehead kisses are very cute.
It's very cute.
It's like, oh, mama mia, Mario.
You kiss me on the forehead, I'm all yours. That's it.
That's they know that that's the devil's portal, yeah. I call it. Because they're like, I'm going to kiss this bitch on the forehead. And she's going to be withering at the knees.
Literally. You could do anything else. You just kiss me on the forehead, I'm like.
She's like, kiss me on the forehead and punch me in the face. I think kissing during sex is hot, though. It's fun. It's nice.
I love it. I love our polls.
Oh, so fucking good. You guys came through so hard this week.
I love it. I love
so
it.
So fucking hard. I love it.
Polls and hoes.
Polls and hoes. Let us know your WAP and your cock stories.
Okay? I'm sad.
Everybody's a whore, and I love it.
I'm obsessed.
We know you hope you enjoyed this week's episode, got to learn a little bit about your Jupiter, laugh at some slut butts. Now we're going to give you a little teaser for next week. Nikita, what are we doing next week?
We reading some birth charts.
Oof.
But not just any birth charts.
What kind are we reading?
Our fans' birth charts, y'all. We need y'all birth charts. That's what we're reading.
We had some friends. Some people reach out. They say, can you skim over? Can you see what the vibes are? So we are going to give you the vibes.
Mm. The vibes.
And Stephanie, what was our question of the week? What do they want to know about?
So one of our followers asked us, what is Reiki?
Oh, I'm not mad at that. Let's get into our healing.
Mm. I feel like we kind of spoke over it a little bit when we spoke last week about the chakra, but I think we could go a little bit more.
It kind of ties into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys done it before?
I've done like myself, but not by a professional. Like, and I wanted to. We should do it actually.
We should.
Yeah, I've heard it's intense.
It's amazing, intense, beautiful. Yeah. But we're gonna go into like not fully into detail of what it is or like steps or what to do, but we're gonna kind of comb over because we have like two people ask what is that, so we're gonna tell you.
And of course, follow us on all of our socials. So as you know, we are literally everywhere.
Follow, bitch.
Yes, check us out on Instagram at @the_astrologers. We are also on all major streaming platforms, so make sure you check us out on Apple Podcasts and give us a follow, and please leave us a review.
Please.
Please.
Can you spare a crumb of dick?
We are also on Spotify, so make sure to tune in there as well.
Subscribe, bitch. We make you laugh. Love on us.
Love on us.
We gonna love on you. Don't you want that slut butt? Well, thank you guys for listening. We hope you have a beautiful day, night, morning, whenever the fuck you're tuning off. We love you. Chef's kiss. We'll see you next week. Here's a little song to get your fucking pussy going.
Ow.
Oh, your bussy going.
I love you.
Aries season vibes.
Do it, baby. Stick it, baby. Move it, baby. Look it, baby.
cause he got a hickey, baby.
Ooh! You nasty bitch. Your Aries Mars came out. She said, give me a hickey on my pussy. I know she's not fucking lying.
I'm not fucking lying.
See you next week.
See you next week, motherfuckers. But go suck some dick and eat some wop.
Astro babes out.